A week after Election Day 2010, both parties are in agreement. America has entered a new day. But this weary voter struggles in disbelief, not by who won and who lost, but by the amount of money that was spent, and especially spent by some who lost. On more than one occasion, I have wondered what I would do with $1 million, and I think I now know why I am not a millionaire. But for those of you who have had such experience with money, maybe you can explain to me how anyone can justify spending so much money without benefiting one single human being, much less yourself. In California, Meg Whitman spent $142 million of her own money only to go down to defeat. In Connecticut, Linda McMahon spent $47 million of her money to run for the U.S. Senate. She also lost. Other candidates coughed up millions from their personal checking accounts only to see the golden ring of Election Day pass them by. Just between Meg and Linda, almost $190 million were spent, and not one cent succeeded in getting them what they wanted. Talk about what money didn't buy. It may be wishful thinking on my part, but I can't help but wonder what $190 million would have accomplished had such money been spent on some city's school district or some county's food bank or some community's library system. Invested in the growth of a community of young hearts and minds, $190 million would have had a significant impact and return. I guess you could say that such money was an investment in our nation's democracy, but I'm old-fashioned. I want to see a return on my investment. As a blue-blooded capitalist, I want to see money making money, not the way politicians dream of, but the way Calcutta's Mother Teresa once prayed for, and the way Charlotte's Tony Marciano still prays for. I am hoping that in this land of the free and home of the brave, politicians may one day spend their money not smearing opponents, but investing their political capital in the future of our schools, libraries, and those in need. I am hoping to see, in my lifetime, a politician who will risk spending herself or himself on those things that will forever remind us that there are some things money can buy and which politicians can't.